the world's greatest jazz, blues and soul from the world's greatest artists. This is Jazz FM.
I tire of that record. Incognito Parisian Girl, and the man behind the music, Bluey, is right here with me at Jazz FM, as we've already heard. Bluey, welcome, sir. Welcome. Properly welcome. It's good to have you on board again, and a friend of Jazz FM, and you're playing out in an iconic place with Incognito on Friday in London, the old Electric Ballroom. Do you remember going there when DJs reigned and jazz dance was the thing? And what were your experiences of going to the Electric Ballroom?
Many, many nights dancing, walking out of there really like kind of soaking wet from dancing. And I also played there a few times.
Yeah.
I remember the first gig I ever did there with Hamish Stewart from the average white band, you know. So it was like for me to be on stage with him. Remember, I'd been there, I'd been like their roadie at one point. I'd carried drums inside gigs for them. So to be on stage with them, it's like a major step. It's like, yeah, very special moments in there.
Your musical story begins with family in Mauritius in the Indian Ocean and a love of music, and then it sort of comes via London through record stores and all sorts of stuff, right?
That's right.
There was a record store involved in the whole kind of dynamic of what you were
sure
doing back then.
Record.
This is the soundtrack to a generation here. This is my generation, that whole Brit funk, early UK jazz funk scene, and you guys were like gods to me, you know, you and Light the World. What was going on? North London Boy was another one of your cuts, and that really sort of put you on the map, literally, didn't it?
Yes.
Tell me about the scene back then.
Well, back then we were just, you know, it was people like Chris Hill, Froggy and Robbie Vincent and people like that bringing music to us from America, you know, and everything was like a first, you know, like going to a club and seeing the first Technics desk, you know, being played and hearing new imports and being part of something which was bigger than you, and you just felt like you were like the messengers here in the UK for this music. And there was a scene. We would get on buses, we would travel to Canvey Island, we would put on show, you know, like DJs would have shows in Southend and Brighton, and we would get on buses and go, you know, there'd always be a day trip somewhere. So it was an exciting time because you felt like you were in a gang, you know. It's like it's
a friendly
as close
gang.
Yeah, it's as close as I would ever come to being in a gang. You know, there was all this beautiful atmosphere, and also it was the first time for me, a kid who'd grown up on London streets and felt the racial pressure of London streets, suddenly it was like black and white kids were kind of together and traveling together, and we were, you know, we were in this thing together, and for me that was the first time.
And Incognito, the band that you formed, one of many projects you've done down the years, you had the Warriors,
yeah.
Incognito, I think you were involved with Freeze as well.
I found a member of Freeze.
I mean, all these bands, all this music, it's really in the DNA of a lot of us out there, and a gateway into jazz. And you've gone on and worked with some great, great people, some of your heroes, haven't you?
I've been very fortunate. I once drew a little picture in my classroom, and the teacher came over, slapped me across the head for drawing and not getting on with my work, and scribbled ruffled up the paper and threw it out the window. It was the biggest and the best thing that could have ever happened, because that left the window and came back into my life. That picture contained Stevie Wonder on keyboards, myself on the guitar, well, next to George Benson, Steve Gadd on drums, George Duke on the other side,
Chaka Khan
on vocals and all that. You know the story. And
yeah.
and the only person I didn't get to work was James Jameson, who was on bass in that picture. And so for me, it keeps happening, you know, through meeting people like Mario Biondi. I've got to work with Al Jarreau through my travels in Japan. I've got to work with Philip Bailey of Earth, Wind & Fire. And it continues, you know, and there's more plans to keep working with people that I love, but also to discover young folks that are just as bright and just as beautiful creatively.
One of the big songs that we loved back then, we're talking about the scene as such, is Always There, and that was a big hit for you guys, your vocalized version of it. But I'm going to play a different version, one that you're probably not used to hearing too much, in just a moment, and we'll continue our conversation. Bluey of Incognito here on Jazz FM.
Mr. Gunk, please have a seat. Now, there's been some complaints that you've been building up in people's engines again. And we just can't have behaviour like that at Shell. That's one of the reasons we created Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, which is formulated to help prevent gunky deposits like, yourself. So, Mr. Gunk, I'm afraid this is it. Shell V-Power Nitro Plus Diesel, designed to defend against gunk and corrosion. Actual benefits may vary. See shell.co.uk/vpower.
Imagine a world without books. A world without wizards or Weasleys or wind in the willows. No witches or worlds within wardrobes. Without Charlie or chocolate or Cheshire cats. A world without madmen in hats. With no star-crossed lovers and no precious rings. Imagine a world with not one wild thing. Where there's no Sam I Am or Old Man and the Sea. No Tin Man, no Scarecrow and no Dorothy. With no Artful Dodger and no Mr. Fagin. And no giant peaches for poor James to play in. A world without Lannisters, a world without Starks. Imagine a world where you're left in the dark. Text DONATE to 88008 and for £3 you can help RNIB's Talking Book Service provide a lifeline for those living with sight loss. Just 7% of books are available in accessible formats, but by texting DONATE to 88008, your £3 can help us provide the talking books that make such a difference. RNIB. Supporting people with sight loss.
If you love a great cup of coffee, join the Coffee Club from Union Hand Roasted. Choose from over 30 speciality coffees and we'll freshly roast your order and deliver it direct to your door. It's only £14.95 for two bags and you can stop or pause at any time. Save £5 off your first order at unionroasted.com/coffeeclub. Just use the code JAZZFM at checkout. Discover the taste that's right for you with Union Hand Roasted Coffee.
This is Jazz FM with the latest traffic and travel news hourly throughout the day.
The Audi approved used event includes a deposit contribution of £1,500 and 10.9% APR representative on selected models, plus two consecutive services. But it's only on for 10 days. Drop everything. Head to the Audi approved used event from the 7th to the 16th of May at your local Audi centre. Audi, Vorsprung durch Technik. With Solutions Personal Contract Plan at participating centres for approved Audis aged 3 to 24 months. 18s and over, T's and C's and exclusions apply. Subject to status, Audi Financial Services.
This is Jazz FM.
Some mixes on that down the years, a pumping kind of. Roger Sanchez, I think, did the mix, right?
David Morales was the biggest one.
Yeah. And that one there, just Jocelyn Brown and yourself on guitar and the Don Tony Remy there. I just love that acoustic version of Always There. Now, there's a story behind that song as well. I think I just told it yesterday before we arranged for you to come on the show, and I slightly got it twisted. I thought this story is set in an airport, but I'll let you take up the slack here and correct me, because That song was a song from saxophonist Ronnie Laws,
yeah,
an instrumental, and then
right.
There were a few vocalized versions. Obviously, someone wrote the lyrics for it, and then you had a huge hit with it, yeah, with Incognito, and always there. But there's a great story behind this.
Yeah, Ronnie Laws, being from Texas, he kind of did the original instrumental version, and one of his friends from that area wrote the lyrics, and it later went out to what was Ronnie Laws' backing band, which was Side Effects, who were Pleasure actually was the band, but Side Effects was the vocal section of the Ronnie Laws' backing band. So they actually did their own version, but it had never been a big hit. So us putting it out and suddenly it was a big hit, I didn't realize it had affected anybody's life. So here we are in the queue at the Caravan of Dreams, a small jazz club that no longer exists in Texas. And at the front of the queue, as I was walking up from the restaurant to actually get back to the venue, the ushers came running up to me and said, "These people have been there really from the very, very early waiting for you. They want to meet you. Please come and say hello." So instead of going to the side door, I actually walked to the front door. And this family was there ready to greet me. And the kids ran up to me. And one of them was holding onto my leg saying, thank you, Uncle Bluey. Thank you. Thank you for our house."
Uncle Bluey.
Yeah. "I thank you for our house." They called me Uncle Bluey, you know, straight off. It's as if like they'd known me and something special had happened and I'd been a part of it. And I was wondering who they were, and I really had no clue. And basically what had happened was he was about to stop music altogether, and this record came out and earned him enough to put deposit down on the house,
yeah,
and to manage payments for the house. And it saved his career at that point. And the whole family was in tears. And then I absolutely kind of got into the tear factor as well.
Everybody was crying.
It was quite a mess.
And then, well, you were just about to perform at this event, were you?
Yeah.
And so that must have profoundly affected what you did.
Deeply.
Did they all come in and watch you perform that song as well?
That's right, they did.
Amazing story. But I know you're a person that loves to give back as well. Wherever you go, you've got these little programs going on and you're raising money and awareness for things. What's been the latest thing that you've been involved with?
WaterAid is there, and also wherever, you know, there's earthquakes and tsunamis and wherever I can do it. You know, there's a lot of man-made stuff, you know, but there's natural stuff going on around the world that I tend to try to help with, because this is not stuff brought on by politics. This is not stuff brought on by any kind of ideologies, you know, or misguided ideologies. These are people who are actually genuinely in need. And that's WaterAid has been the biggest thing right now, because that's the basics. You know, if we can't get water, you can't live. You know?
It's such a fundamentally simple thing that can improve so many lives.
That's right.
Fantastic. Well, I know you're going to be performing at the Electric Ballroom. We were speaking about that in Camden on Friday. And it's not just Incognito. Also the band Citrus Sun, which you've been involved with for quite some time, with Jim Mullen, the guitarist. But a little footnote said that he's not performing.
Jim can't make it. But we are still going to perform some of the Citrus Sun stuff. Sadly, Jim can't make it. And we will be doing a little Prince tribute. Get there early.
Oh, yeah, I like the sound of that. Yes. I'm sure like most of us...
We need to.
We're kind of shocked in a way that we can't quite get over that Prince is gone. Can't quite work it out myself.
I shall never forget having that little record shop on Tottenham High Road and that little van coming from City Sounds with the orders of the albums, and the guy stepped out of the van and said to me, "You're going to want this one," and he gave me a copy of Prince for You. And whilst we were still dealing with the business, I was signing the sheet. I actually put on the record, and I asked him if he had any more. He said, "I've only got five or six more." And I had to go to other, record shops. I begged him for another couple of copies, and I got them. And they went like hotcakes. And that was Prince for You.
one thing that struck me, I did a little event on Monday at a place called Brilliant Corners in London, and four of us played Prince tunes for 7 hours. And we did, I don't think we may have repeated one or two once or twice, but apart from that, we barely scratched the surface of the output of this.
And
match.
There's probably stuff around that we haven't got.
Oh, there are. Yes. What sort of material will you be doing with Incognito? Is that, we're going to leave that a secret?
We're going to touch on a couple of the songs that are important and some that are connected to us.
Now, we've got a world exclusive here. Love Born in Flames is one of the cuts from your new album, which comes out when?
It comes out somewhere middle of June, and I haven't the band hasn't got copies of this yet. Because I know Stuart Zender likes this station, and he's probably listening to it, and he co-wrote this and played bass on it, and he's going to say, you haven't sent me a copy and you're playing it on air, because he's been begging me for a copy. I'm glad it's you playing it, and you guys have been so supportive of what we've done over the years. Jazz FM is a very, very important station in our careers, but also in what you're doing right now to keep up the standards of jazz and bring jazz to the public. I really enjoyed being at the awards, and I thank you so much on behalf of every musician out there that's benefiting from this.
I appreciate that very much, Blue. Thank you. And what's the album going to be called?
It's going to be called In Search of Better Days.
All right. And tell me about who's singing on here. Who's on here?
This is features Imani.
Imani right, yeah. is on this. All right. This is a world exclusive for you and for you, Stuart, if you're out there.
Yeah.
This is from the forthcoming album from Incognito. Love Born in Flames. Thank you so much, Bluey, for coming by. Go and check them out with Incognito and Citrus Sun Friday night. A little Prince tribute in there. Electric Ballroom, Camden. North London, Theatre of Dreams.
I'm sorry for the things I said, and for the times I tuned you out. It's crazy how we hurt the ones we love and truly care about. You're a blessing in my life, even though we push and pull.
featured, that is exclusive new Incognito, Love Born in Flames, from the new album coming out very soon in June. As they say in our world, big tune. Thanks to Bluey for that, and the news is next.
Love Supreme Jazz Festival, the perfect place for family and friends to discover something new.